This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. New research shows acupuncture can dramatically decrease pain for patients suffering from osteoarthritis. Osteoarthritis is primarily a degenerative disease suffered by older people. It's different from rheumatoid arthritis, which can affect people of any age and is thought to be an autoimmune disease. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports on the study in this week's issue of the Annals of Internal Medicine.
Dr. Steven Strauss says this is the longest, largest, and most rigorous study yet of acupuncture and arthritis pain. Strauss directs NIH's National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine. It's his job to manage and fund research to figure out whether common alternative medicines are as safe and effective as people might think. Acupuncture is one of them.
Over 2 million American adults used acupuncture in the year 2002. That's a lot of people. And arthritis was one of the most common reasons for seeking acupuncture. So it's a common disease. It's a very common treatment. There are acupuncturists in essentially every strip mall in the United States. You want to know whether they really offer benefit.
So the federal government funded this study. Researchers from the University of Maryland School of Medicine enrolled 570 patients over the age of 50, all who suffered arthritis of the knee along with significant pain. None had ever tried acupuncture. They were divided into three groups. One group took part in a self-help course, another group received acupuncture, and the third group thought they received acupuncture, but in fact had a placebo, or what researchers called sham acupuncture, in which the skin is tapped but no needle is inserted. Dr. Brian Berman headed the study.
What we found was that the participants receiving true acupuncture showed a significant increase in function by week 8, and then by week 14, a significant decrease in pain compared with the sham control group.
And by the end of the study, patients who received acupuncture saw a 40% decrease in pain and a nearly 40% improvement in movement and function. A dramatic difference, says Berman. Acupuncture is an ancient Chinese technique in which very thin, solid steel needles are inserted into specific spots on the body. The needles are then manipulated either by hand or by using electrical stimulation. Dr. Berman.
Acupuncture stimulates the nervous system, and it releases chemicals in the muscles, in the spinal cord, and the brain, and that these neurochemicals, like endorphins, are said to reduce the pain and inflammation, and that they may also have an effect on the hormonal system.
Berman says the study proves acupuncture helps arthritis pain, at least in the knee, and he says it holds promise to help other arthritis in the hips, hands, and neck, for example. Health experts say more than 20 million Americans suffer osteoarthritis, which is one of the most frequent causes of disability among adults. Dr. Nancy Lang is a rheumatologist at the University of California in San Francisco. Lang says a variety of medications can reduce pain and discomfort from arthritis, and even switching from one medication to another can help relieve pain. But Lang cautions neither acupuncture nor inflammatory drugs or pain medications will treat arthritis over the long term.
See, what happens in osteoarthritis is the cartilage wears out, and as it wears out and the bone grows, it's the pain of the bone on bone that people get when they walk. So I don't think any of these agents are going to reduce the deterioration of the joint.
Lang says most people who suffer severe arthritis in their hip or knee will eventually need a joint replacement. In the meantime, she agrees that for many patients, acupuncture along with traditional medications can help ease the pain. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.